Any update on Andrew Copp, who didn't skate this morning?
Yeah, he won't go today. He's not feeling great, so we'll hold him out. Brendan Lemieux will go in his space.
Is that a little recurrence of the head thing, or is it a different flu?
We don't know. He'll get looked at when he gets back. He felt fine, played great, just didn't feel good yesterday, and so we'll hold him out.
Was a third period like the game in New York do for your club in the middle of a road trip like this?
Well, we had two periods of hockey that we were pretty pleased with, and so it helps cement an idea that if you're right, you don't have to change a lot. You keep going. And they should take confidence in that. We've been a pretty good team down, been able to come back in games. So every time that you can do that in a game, it builds that faith and it helps you, I think, as you go forward. Know that if you're down one or two or even three going into the third period, you don't have to have a lot of secret plays to make up the gap.
Paul, other than Lemieux, is there any other lineup changes
there? Not that we expect, no. Not yet.
And is Kulikov close to returning?
So he'll get looked at Friday. He feels he's right there. He feels we have to have given it a certain amount of healing time, so he'll get looked at on Friday.
What are your thoughts on Seattle joining the league?
Never been there, so I can't give you a whole lot. It's good, I guess, right? Even out the numbers. Sorry. That's all I got.
Paul, if you were to distill Patrick Schott down to its fundamental mechanics, what stands out to you as far as the ingredients?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily qualified, to be honest with you, to tell you how it works. He shoots it from all different parts of his body. He gets it off at a speed that you can barely see on camera at times, and other times he just places it. If I could do that, right, and I'm not trying to be funny here, if we could systemize the shot, then we would be have everybody working on it. But it's a gift. He, from day one, has gotten it off his stick like very few players ever. He works at it. He doesn't... he'll warm the goalies up, but then he's working out a shot during practice in the games. It's part of the reason why we rarely work our practice, our power play in practice, because the puck comes over to him and three guys run away from the net, and rightfully so. The goalie sometimes too. So it's hard for me to define. I've never seen a guy get it off in different places around him with as much heat as he gets it off.
Did he ever take you out of coach mode on the bench and you just become a fan?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm just like everybody else in Winnipeg. A guy crosses the blue line, you have a certain level of anticipation of what's going to happen. That you've watched a lot of hockey. When Patty touches the puck, you think he's got a chance to score. Every single time he shoots the puck, you think it's a chance to score. And that's new. You know, you don't see a lot of guys like that.
Did your goaltending decision go back to being on the plane heading out to the New York area, or was this a decision made like last night?
The three games, so you have a plan for, I've got a plan for almost right through to Christmas where it might end up. We went into the rotation so that Connor get a certain amount of rest kind of going into it. Then we would assess the workload. So Lauren got a good number of shots the first night, and Connor didn't get a whole lot of work the next night. And we like in a game like that, you know, we're always trying to find where our confidence level is, where our goalie is. But Connor made a real good save at the end of the second and a real good glove save. Shuts the door in a shootout, so he should be feeling good. He's feeling rested, so we want to get him back in.
How do you think Myers has handled the extra minutes in the last
game? Really, really well. I would say all four of those defensemen, we all know that they can play more. It's the luxury we have when everybody's healthy that we keep the minutes down. Every one of those, so they're enjoying it. They're enjoying the extra playing time for sure.
Dynamic as your power play is, and it sounds like practice isn't the ingredient right. For it. Is it purely skill, or how much does the scheme play a role?
Yeah, the scheme is a good idea, and it gets possibly the opportunity for some of the plays developed, but the execution finish is all skill level. It's all players. It's all, and now it's some time, right? They've spent time together, almost a year now with that unit going together, and so there's lots of things that happen that are just player development. Cal Connor's a better player than he was a year ago. So is Patty. So is Mark. They're all have improved. And at the end of the day, the scheme's a good idea, but if it's not executed, nothing works.
Yeah. yours is at the, you know, right near the top, of course, but across the league, the overall numbers have been getting better. Do you see a reason why power plays have been getting a little more effective?
I think this thing goes back, you know, it starts almost 10 years ago. The skill level's higher. I think every team can put a great shooter and a great passer. It used to be two defensemen and, you know, you're a couple of good forwards and there's not much left over for the second unit. Now a lot of teams have two good units, and they're just in general, the skill level is higher.
What, so last one, as far as your lineup, if you don't mind indulging me, does Perreault then move up and Brandon will play down with Appleton and Jack?
That's going to be decided more on their matchup, right? They've got different lines, different styles of lines, and so they would play either. I have no problem leaving the Roslovic line together. They're excited about playing together. It'll depend on how they match their lines.